Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hallöchen und herzlich willkommen zu dieser neuen Star Talk Folge mit mir Vivi und mit einem richtig besonderen Gast, nämlich Paul Russell. Den kennt ihr sicherlich von diesem Song hier. You my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do say, girl, I know. You a little too tame, I'll be shooting that shot like 2K. Lil Boo Thang, mit dem ist er einfach weltbekannt geworden, über Nacht quasi. Der Song ging so viral, überall auf Social Media. Ich hatte jedes Mal so einen krassen Ohrwurm davon. Ich habe ihn hier zu Gast. Wir reden über alle möglichen Dinge, über diesen Song, über seinen neuen Song Say Cheese und über Döner. Also verpasst nicht die neue Folge mit Paul Russell.
Cool. A very warm welcome, Paul Russell. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, first of all, I love your jacket. It looks pretty cool.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So how's life lately?
It's good. Yeah. I'm been in Europe for like a week and a couple days now, and I'm loving it.
Uh-huh.
Great place.
Where have you been so far?
I started in the UK, mm-hmm. and then went to Brussels. And then now I'm here. Yeah. Wow,
Brussels is nice as well. I've been there. It's a super nice city, right?
Yeah. The architecture is beautiful. Like the waffles actually like lived far beyond the hype.
Yeah,
oh my
and
gosh.
The fries.
Honestly, the fries were fine to me.
Okay.
I was like, McDonald's fries are still better than anything that I had there. But
yeah. I love McDonald's fries as well. Yeah, today we're going to talk about your new song, Say Cheese. But before that, let us start a bit more in the past, I think. So you're actually, when I get it right, a business analyst. How do you say?
Yeah, analyst is good. Yeah.
And I saw you on the Graham Norton show. And you said you didn't even quit yet.
Yeah, well, I didn't quit until like the week that Lil Boo Thang came out. Yeah, so it took a while. But yeah, not that I forgot to quit, but I knew that I needed to, but it was just so many things were happening all at once. And so I kind of just was stalling on actually like calling my boss and being like, I quit.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it took a while, but then a bunch of friends would hit me up like, hey, like you probably should quit. And so then I ended up eventually calling.
But it wasn't like a big surprise for your boss, right? I mean,
no, well, cause I tried to keep the fact that I was making music on the low. Like I didn't want people to be like, oh my gosh, this guy's doing this on company time. And so I kept quiet about it, but I think people would slowly hear about it. I mean, all of the young people at my company knew, but my boss was like, well, you know, when I finally told him that I was going to quit, he said, oh, I've been hearing stuff about your music. So I had a feeling this would come.
Yeah. Okay. So beside that, your like music career started as a DJ, right? When I like,
yeah,
you,
well,
you...
career is a strong word. Yeah. I mean, like me DJing at like college parties back in.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, it's fun. I definitely think that like that world has influenced me a lot. Like I know in the, I don't know. There's like a big thing of people taking an existing old song and like putting a Drake verse on top of it or something.
Yeah.
And for me, like hearing stuff like that all the time I think that's where some of the idea for Lil Boo Thang came from, as like, you know, I could take something that's familiar to people, but then put something on top of it that puts it in a new context.
Yeah. So now you mentioned it, like I think your first album came out in 2019, actually.
I think so. Yeah.
But as you said, like Lil Boo Thang was like your big breakthrough, right?
Yeah,
we can say that. And first of all, okay, so I'm not a native English speaker. What is a Lil Boo Thang? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I guess. Okay. So the etymology of it, I guess. Boo. I, you know, people will call somebody their boo if it's like, you know, it's someone you're in a relationship with. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like adding a thang on the end of it gives it a little more swag, you know, boo
okay.
thang. And then I think the Lil, it makes it endearing, I guess. So I don't know. Altogether, Lil Boo Thang, it's just somebody you love.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, but more like a relationship thing, not a situationship thing. More like
true love. Honestly, it could be. It could be either. I think it doesn't discriminate. Like it can be someone that you like just met. It could be a situationship, or it could be, you know, your love of your life.
Mm-hmm. So it was huge on the internet, right? In social media, like the song was everywhere. And every time I saw it, I got like a earworm. Do you say that in
English? Yeah, we do. Wait, how do you, because at another interview, someone was saying the German term for that. It's like,
it's the same.
Ohrwurm or something.
Yeah, Ohrwurm.
Ohrwurm.
Yeah. It's like earworm is the same in German. Yeah,
amazing. Ohrwurm. I love it.
super nice song. I really loved it. It's a happy song. But my first question would be, like, would it be harder for the success of the song if there wasn't like social media?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, because I think in general, it's hard to get music in front of people outside of social media. And like, obviously, there's things like radio, which are huge. But I think as an artist, like, you have control over your own social media. And so you can be like, all right, let me try this other way of promoting it and try this other way, which I think is huge. So, yeah, I don't know if people would have. Well, I mean, if there wasn't social media, I wouldn't have ever released the song because I wouldn't have known that it was something that people liked. Because for me, you know, I put it out before I, you know, had even finished the song.
Yeah, it was just like a snippet, right? And then people were like, yeah, we have to get the whole song, and you did it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, super nice. What changed for you after this release, like your life?
Oh my gosh. Well, other than quitting my job, I mean, I'm traveling a lot now, which is fun. Like doing, you know, whether it's shows or you know, or interviews or things, or just like making music in different places. Like that has been crazy for me because when I was obviously, you know, when you're working a job, it's like I'm in the same place. I'm busy, but I'm doing sort of the same things, or at least, you know, I'm just sitting at a desk, you know, doing different, like answering emails. And so now the fact that I get to wake up and my day is just either, you know, having fun conversations or, you know, performing something, it's like it's super surreal. So I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's super fast as well, right?
Yeah,
like everything's changing so fast for you.
Yeah, everything happens, you know, super fast. But I think that's what makes it interesting for sure, because every time, it is hard that, like, you know, whenever a friend from home tries to make plans with me, I always am like, yeah, I'll do this, but I mean, we'll see if if I'm actually around. So like things do change quickly, which is annoying in that way, but it's also cool because sometimes the craziest things that I would never imagine just like come up randomly.
Yeah. So some haters would say, yeah, he's a one-hit wonder, there's nothing coming anymore. What would you say or like to tell those people?
Wow. Well, not true. I've got a new song out called Say Cheese, which I'm super excited about. And a lot more music coming out in general this year. So I'm super pumped. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's talk about the song Say Cheese. Tell me something about it. What it is about? Like, why did you write it?
Yeah. Well, I wrote it on my birthday. Oh. It was like a couple weeks after Lil Boo Thang came out. I just, you know, become a musician as my job, and I just like started to do the music things of like traveling and performing, and so it was like a very like fun and like glamorous feeling, you know, season. And so I mean, the song is it's meant to be, you know, obviously it's about taking photos, but you know, say cheese, it's like that's, you know, you smile when someone is taking a photo of you. And so it's just about like, you know, me feeling like I'm in a place in life that's very exciting and happy. And that's the goal of, you know, making something that can make people feel like that's, you know, be the soundtrack to those moments in people's lives.
Nice. So. Did you ever wonder why people say cheese when they take pictures?
I always assumed it's because, like, when you say the word cheese, it, like, makes you show your teeth.
Because with the E's, you know, like this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But someone has to start it. Right? There are more words with E's. So
true.
Why cheese? Why
that's a good point.
And I did some research. But because I was super curious about that. But I was so disappointed because no one knows. Someone started anytime and now it's a thing.
That's crazy. We have no idea.
No, gosh. But it was, let me check. It was invented in the 1940s.
Wow. Invented is hilarious.
Invented. The word.
They were sitting in there. But wow, huh? That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Because I never thought about that. But yeah, there's plenty of things you could say instead of cheese. What's it? Say Steve.
Peas.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. In Germany, we say sag cheese as well.
Oh, wow.
So we use the English word
use
as well.
It. Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Shout out to US. We really took over.
You said. You did. In Spain, they say patata. It's a potato.
How does that make you smile?
Nothing at all. Like, you do like this, patata! Like,
oh,
the surprise
wait,
thing,
that's
you know?
Amazing. I'm going to start doing that.
Patata.
Patata.
Yeah, so back to the song. I saw the music video and it looks super fun. Like, how was the production for you?
It was amazing. It was super fun. I like how, for the past couple of music videos for me, which have been really the only... like true music videos that I've made, the whole process was, let's invite a bunch of friends and throw a party and film it, you know, which has been fun because I get to, you know, hang out with friends. Yeah. And so, we wanted to capture something that felt, exciting and kind of community oriented, I guess, as the song does. And so, yeah, we thought, you know, why don't we just have a bunch of people just having a good time. And yeah. So, and obviously, you know, there's more to it. And I'm super hype about how the directors kind of ran with that and took it in cool directions. I think there's a lot of fun shots of, you know, the camera throughout almost every shot, the camera is attached to something, whether it's, you know, a glass or mm-hmm. some glasses or a camera or a phone or, a bottle of some drink. And that was just fun to shoot, of being like, wow, this is kind of insane.
Yeah. Did you keep the sunglasses?
Yes. Yeah, I still have them. But, you know, I've been trying to figure out where to wear them. Like, they're kind of too flashy.
In Berlin, you can wear everything, but the sun is not shining. Like,
yeah, true.
Since
like,
months.
So. One thing you can't wear here is sunglasses because it...
Yeah, right. In summer, maybe. Maybe you come back in summer
yes.
with a new song. We don't know.
Oh, hey, I'd love to.
Okay, so... as far as I know, you really like to make like happy songs. Like, both of the songs are super like good vibes, partying, have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you said that you want to do this, or maybe you just say it again. Why do you do like happy songs? Why is this important for you?
I think particularly right now, there's a lot of music that's pretty sad. Or, I mean, not necessarily sad, but at least angsty.
Emotional.
And, that stuff is great. You know, I don't have a problem with that. But I do think, like, I've found myself in moments where I'm really happy and I'm like, what music do I listen to right now? And it's always like just really old stuff. And so it just, for me, felt like, you know, there's not that much out now. But... also, I mean, I think that's just who I am. Like, I think I'm a pretty optimistic person, like
nice.
Maybe to a fault sometimes. And so, yeah, I think when I get in the studio, the thing that comes the most naturally is like, let's just have a good time. Like, let me make something that, you know, is going to feel like a good vibe.
Yeah, nice. But could you imagine like doing more like a, not a sad song, but as we said, like a more like emotional song?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That's something that I'm working on now. Like, because I think, you know, for any project or any artist, it's like you want to have an emotional range of stuff. Because I think, you know, it's not like I never feel sad or angsty or any of those emotions. You know, it's just that I think the ones where I feel the most equipped to like communicate something about them mm-hmm. happen to be the happy thing. So it's like working a new muscle in me to be like, okay, yeah. how do I express other emotions, you know?
Yeah. And you can't lie. I mean, if you're having a good time, why
hey,
should
true.
You
yeah,
write like
exactly.
a sad song? It makes
exactly.
no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe to look in the future, what are your plans like for 2000? What do we have?
24. Yeah. No, I always get confused on what year it is. So more music, hopefully an album or some sort of project this year, probably like summer or fall, depending on, you know, what happens. More shows. I am trying to figure out some sort of tour scenario, mm-hmm. whether hopping on someone else's tour or whatever. And so the goal is to be busy. Mm-hmm. In 2024, booked and busy. That's the goal. So we'll see.
Nice. And the plans for the next days, what do you do?
Wow. Well, I'm in Berlin today and tomorrow. But then I think in the afternoon, I go to Amsterdam.
A super short time.
I know. Yeah. I got to explore some things. So if you have any recommendations, definitely let me know.
I mean, you like the touristic stuff would be to go to Brandenburger Tor.
Ooh.
You know,
it's like, I don't know what that is.
No, it's like, okay, shit, now I'm in trouble. yeah, it's a big historic building. It's super meaningful for Berlin. It's just around the corner.
Easy. Yep. Oh my gosh.
But that's like the most touristic thing you can see. Maybe this next time you have more time in Berlin, you can explore a bit. But Amsterdam is also super nice.
Yeah, I'm excited. But yeah, I think both will be great. I definitely have to eat some bratwurst while I'm here.
Just Currywurst.
Currywurst.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. And a döner. Do you know that?
What is it? A döner?
A döner is like you have a kind of a bread and inside it is salad and meat if you want to. So the best döners are from Berlin, actually.
Wow.
And
it's not like a sandwich?
Yeah, you can say that maybe, but no.
Okay, all right. No, okay. I'm gonna
show you
a
picture after,
okay,
maybe.
Amazing.
Yeah, you should try that one. Yeah.
Deal. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being here with us today. It was a great interview. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Yeah. And have a good time.
Hey, I will. Woo-hoo! There we go. Appreciate it.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.